Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 10, Saturday, 2019, day 222. Today's topic, how can we receive the good things God gives and our land will yield its harvest? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 85, verses 8 to 13, Ezra chapter 10, verses 1 to 44, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 20, Proverbs 21, verse 3. Today's main passages. The first one, Psalm 85, verses 12. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. The second passage, Ezra chapter 6, verse 1. While Ezra was praying and confessing, weeping and throwing himself down before the house of God, a large crowd of Israelites, men, women, and children, gathered around him. They too wept bitterly. The third passage, Ezra chapter 6, verse 6. Then Ezra withdrew from before the house of God and went to the room of Jehohanan, son of Eliashib. While he was there, he ate no food and drank no water, because he continued to mourn over the unfaithfulness of the exiles. The fourth passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. What I heard from Jesus are those messages below that I got from today's Psalm, Ezra, and 1 Corinthians concerning with God's promise. I will give what is good to you and will give you a land which will yield its harvest. Wow. When I think of harvest, I think of the white stole that Archbishop Yong Ping Chung gave to all newly consecrated Anglican mission bishops. The eight Chinese words are from Psalm 126, verse 5. Sow in tears, reap with joy. Or harvest with joy. So the promise that I receive today from our Lord Jesus Christ include the land you have and the land your church has. It signifies the widespread of the good news, many lives being changed, and maybe the land God gives to your church is a land also can farm, and so you will have harvest. To receive these good things from God, the five steps Ezra experienced should be a model for us to follow and live out. Number one, praying. Number two, confessing. Number three, weeping. Number four, worshiping. because the word there, throwing himself down before the house of God, means to truly worshiping God. Because the Hebrew word for worship is to throwing yourself down before the presence of God. Shakal, that's the Hebrew word. Number five, fasting. If you have these five steps, you won't be mastered by anyone, anything, or even Satan, as described in First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. Jesus is your Lord and King. He will surely give what is good to you, and your land will yield its harvest. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to live out that five steps so that we can receive the good things you prepare to give us, and that our land will yield its harvest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to live out that five steps? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of that five steps, so that you can receive God's promise today. May the Lord bless you.